Good morning. This is Jasmine. How can I help you?
Hi, this is Jennifer Oberg, and I'm calling for William Watson. And I had started the home care plan, and we're waiting for him to be seen. He just recently moved, and we're basically settled in. If you could send someone for the evaluation, I guess. They said I'm approved, and I can start, but they should actually go back because I started in September. But they've done this to me before, and I never did get to start. Well, I never got all the way through to actual working.
All right, well, let's get you some help. What's the patient's name?
William Watson.
William, how do you spell the last name?
Watson, W-A-T-S-O-N.
M as in Mary or N as in Nancy?
Nancy.
And date of birth?
Mine, or is your date of birth is 1,
I need the
2,
patient's information. 1258. What county does he reside in?
Jackson County.
Okay, and you're going to be the caregiver, right? To get paid?
Yes.
Take care of him? Okay,
home
what's his address?
Or whatever.
Uh-huh.
912 North Nolan Road.
Nolan, N-O-L-A-N, yes. Road?
Nolan is in Nancy. You got it.
What's the zip code?
64050.
And his Medicaid ID number, also known as DCN, or for his Missouri Medicaid.
Can I see your insurance card number? She needs your insurance card number.
What's your name?
She needs Jennifer Holberg. She needs your insurance card number for my work.
Jennifer, what's your last name? How do you spell it?
Hold on. He's hard of hearing. Holberg, U-L-B-E-R-G. Your insurance medical card number. Can I get she needs the number for her work.
Miss Jennifer, how do you spell your last name?
U as a unicorn, L as in love, V as a boy, E as an earth, R as in Richard, G as in girl, U-L-B-E-R-G.
And what's a good number to reach William?
You can reach me at his phone number right now. I'm having difficulties with my phone services. 816-879-1904.
And what's your number?
816-543-9401. But the phone's not, it's active, but it's not, I have a SIM card to go to the phone that I have.
Okay.
Sorry.
And has he been approved for services yet or not yet?
Yes, I'm pretty sure he has. This is home health aide, and they said that he had to come, they were going to evaluate him.
Did he was evaluated, you said?
No, they said they could take up to 3 weeks for him to be, for someone to come see him, and I'm not sure about it. I'm not positive how it works.
Okay.
No, not yet. The insurance one. Like your Medicaid or Medicare card?
Ask him for his MoHealth. It's the MoHealth Net card. I
MoHealth. MoHealth Net. He uses United Healthcare.
No, United doesn't pay for the caregiver. It has to be Missouri Medicaid.
Okay. Has to be your Missouri Medicaid card. He doesn't have one. Do you have Missouri Medicaid? Do you have Medicaid or do you have Medicaid though? He has Medicare and Medicaid, but he doesn't have the card.
What's his social?
A while back. What's his social? Here, hold on. Give me your social security number.
Yeah.
Hey, Mr. William. This is Jasmine with the Home Care Agency. I'm trying to assist you onto services. What's your social, please, so I can look up your Medicaid ID number?
495.
What?
66. 495.
Mm-hmm.
66.
66 or 26?
Yeah. 66, okay, 495-66-6153.
Got it. And you're in need of home care services, correct? What are your disabilities, sir?
Okay, so I don't hear real well here. I'm going to let you back talk about you, okay?
Hello?
Miss Jennifer,
yes.
What are his disabilities?
He just is hard of hearing and has trouble seeing. far as I know. That's pretty much it. What are your disabilities? Why is it?
Mm-hmm. I need you to write down some stuff. Just let me know when you're ready because we're going to call the state and get him online for an in-home assessment.
Okay, here. I don't need a trustee. No, not a trustee. Here. Okay. What is, let me see if I find the pencil.
Give me 1 second. You ready?
Yes.
Okay. So the agency that's going to hire you and assist him onto services is called...
Hold on, I'm just... All right, go ahead.
The agency that's going to hire you and assist him onto services is called Deluxe Home Care. Deluxe is spelled D-E-L-U-X-E. My name is Jasmine, J-A-S-M-I-N.
Okay.
And the number to the agency is 314-501-2508.
Okay, thank you.
And you said his name is Watson, W-A-T-S-O-N, correct?
Yes.
And a good number to reach him is 816-879-1904, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and he's a male. Point of contact is going to be himself.
Yes.
Is he going to be answering his phone? Because the state is going to call him.
I usually do. He can't hear, remember?
Okay. So I'm going to put you down as point of contact, okay?
That's fine, yeah.
What's your relationship to the patient?
No.
What?
I don't have a relationship to him.
Are you a family friend, a neighbor, a trusted loved one?
Okay. We met and then he took me and I've been helping him ever since. We help each other.
So family, friend?
Yeah, friend.
Okay. I'm going to do the referral online with me. I'm going to do it with you over the phone because the state is closed due to the holiday today.
Okay.
1 second.
Thank you.
You're welcome, honey. And the address is 912 North Nolan Road, N-O-L-A-N.
N-O-L-A-N-D.
N-D?
N-O-L-A-N-D.
Got it. And the zip code is 64050.
Yes.
Okay.
Apartment number 7.
7? Apartment 7?
Yes.
Okay. And your last name is Ulberg, correct?
Yep.
Okay. And a good number to reach you is 816-543-9401, correct?
Yep.
Okay. And he's never had home care in the past, correct?
I mean, he has like a nurse that comes to visit him, like a medical one, every once in a while. But no, not a home helper. Not a home helper.
All right, give me 1 second. I'm gonna be moving forward with the referral. 1 second. In order for me to do so, I have to go into another system to find his Medicaid ID. Okay, so give me 1 second.
All right, okay.
Give me 1 second while I go do that, okay? 1 second.
Thomas? No? Yeah, Thomas? You want to drive to Thomas?
Okay, give me 1 second, Jennifer. I'm going to go into another place to find his Medicaid ID, right?
Where is it?
His Medicaid ID number. Let me know when you're ready to write it down, okay?
All right, yes, I'm ready.
So it's 02-441-476.
Okay.
All right. Now I'm going to go online and we're going to submit the referral online. 1 second. I'm going to ask you repetitive questions only because it's they're going to ask me for repetitive questions, but I'm going to be quiet through most of it because you gave me most of his information, okay?
Yep. You like it? I just think it's going to be so ass hard. Where'd you keep that? Amen? Yeah, is he there yet? No, he needs to hurt his ass. Maybe it's summertime. What on drink? You don't want it.
Remember when I said I always bought 2 weeks of anything by a moped or a GoPro or a mini bike and went straight to them? I go with the bicycle here. Okay? Hold that 2 weeks.
Hey, I measured it for you. I was right by.
Can I get his email address?
It's William 00 Watson 00 at gmail.com.
Wait, William?
Watson at gmail.com.
So it's first and last name at gmail.com?
Yes.
No numbers, right?
William. No, William, 00, like 00, and then Watson, 00.
Wait, so William 00, Watson 00 at Gmail?
Yes, ma'am.
And what's your email address, Jennifer?
Over Jennifer, the number 9, at gmail.com.
You say over, O-V-E-E-R?
Over, U-L-V-E-R-G.
Oh, your last name first, and then over. Jennifer next, and then what?
The number 9.
9.
At gmail.com.
Got it. 1 second.
Blake, just plug it up. We got batteries right there in that, right there in front of you.
So I want you to write down CDS, okay? CDS program,
right.
That's the program that he's going to need when the state calls him to do his assessment, because that's the program that allows him to hire you to be his caregiver. Now tell me, what does he need help with? Does he need help with laundry,
CDS,
medication?
CDS,
CDS, Consumer right. Direct Support, CDS.
CDS.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
That's the program that he needs to ask for when the state calls, okay? Because I'm putting in the referral online. Does he need help bathing, grooming, dressing, housework, chores, washing his clothes, his linen?
Yes, he doesn't really necessarily need help bathing, but he's got that. Just do the
bathing
cleaning,
scores
cleaning,
the highest on the assessment. If he does not show a personal care need, like on his body, like either grooming, you know, tailoring his clothes, putting on his socks, taking off his shoes, he's not going to score high enough. He needs to show a level of someone going into a nursing home.
Okay.
So he has to answer yes to bathing, even if it's just you assisting him in and out the shower because he's afraid of falling, or just escorting him or shadowing him, you know, while he's there so he does not fall, anything like that. All right?
Yeah.
So he asked yes. Can you put me on speakerphone so he could hear?
Yeah, he can't hear really, though.
Oh, that's right. You did say that.
Is it okay with you? William, is it okay with you if you tell her that I assist you with bathing? That I help you with in and out of the tub?
You do all
time. No, I just argue with him to get in there.
And okay, he needs errands run, right?
Yeah, I help with him. Is it okay to tell her that I help you with bathing? Help give you a bath? You do have to say that in order for you to score high enough today. I'm coming in and out of the bathtub. Okay? It is. Okay. Thank you. All right. It's okay, you said.
Okay.
So we can do that. Okay. But if you feel 2 days to get in the bathtub, you want to start it?
Shannon has a lot. Right? And the mom is.
From home health care. She said we'll go to a company called Deluxe Home Care, and CDS is the consumer direct services that you'll go through. This is your medical Medicaid number, your medical ID number. This is the firm letter call. Thanks, because you can't hardly hear me. I'm so hoarse. I'm trying to get my money works to him.
All right, Ms. Jennifer, I'm all done submitting the referral online. I'm going to transfer you to Ms. Becky. She's going to further assist you onto the hiring process, okay? Please hold.
Have you got any referral number?
It's the same number as mine, 314-501-2507. Her name is Becky.
Okay.
All right, please hold.